Welcome to This Is Your Book Club. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
We're so glad that you're with us today. We will be talking about question and answers.
Yeah.
That's our episode.
Yep. So we had a few questions left over from last time, and we got a couple new ones, or some new ones. And so we're just going to go through them and answer them. But how are you doing this week, Sarah?
So good.
Good.
Summer, it's like
it's
the thick of it.
I started looking at the calendar, and it's almost over. Which seems crazy because we started in March with kids home all the time.
Oh my goodness.
Can you believe we've made it this far?
No, like a part, I think and everyone's part of alive. Me is just jamming my schedule full of things because I don't want to feel like I'm in quarantine.
Yes.
Quarantine maybe made me lose my mind.
Right.
I'll just be nice here on the podcast and say it was hard.
I think, yeah.
But now yes. It's like, okay, whatever I can do, that's okay. We're going to do it. Yeah.
And I feel the same way. I spend a lot of time at the pool normally, and there are no pools open for me to go to. And so I was telling you earlier, this is the whitest I've ever been. I need a tan. I need to lizard in the sun for a little bit. But there's just not a lot of option there.
Where to go, what to do.
So...
I know.
I need to find some fun things that we still can do. It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of options, so.
I know. I totally agree. And it's just been, I keep thinking, like, I need to find a balance. That's the reality. The balance between the crazy Sarah fills her schedule over the top and you can't do anything, stay at home.
Right.
So somewhere in the middle where I need to find, like, fill it just enough with things to do, but so also like have some downtime. Yes.
And, yeah. And be able to relax a little.
I haven't found the balance. The pendulum swing from quarantine to like crazy pants.
And we're still home a lot. My kids are homebodies.
My kids are
home. I'm feeling stir crazy.
I feel like I'm the one out and about.
Yeah. I need to get out and about. I'm ready.
Well, call me. Let's go. Okay,
let's do it. We can hang out more than just on a podcast.
That's right.
We're going to go to lunch, listeners. We're going to go hang out.
And tell them what we're going to do. You're taking me to that bookstore.
Oh, the King's English.
Yes.
We've been needing that field trip for a long time.
I know.
Lunch in the King's English.
I'm really quite looking forward to it. Let's go next week.
Okay. You got it. I'm super excited.
Okay.
I love that bookstore. I want to buy a new book.
Yeah.
And browse. And have lunch.
I'm like so looking forward to it. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to go do that.
Let's make it happen. Okay. Back to question and answer. Sorry. Total off topic. But
that's okay.
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
I don't have a ton this week. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
When you are not reading, what are you most likely doing?
Interesting question, quarantine-wise.
Right.
I've been doing a lot of puzzles.
Okay. Love a good puzzle.
I do too. I love a good puzzle. But non-quarantine time, summer is my season. I love to be outdoors. We have kayaks and paddle boards, so you'd often find us at a lake or some sort of water. Pool, lake, mountain biking, hiking.
So what do you do at a lake? Like, do you just swim? Boat?
We take the kayaks out.
Oh, you have kayaks?
And paddle boards. And a book on the beach is fantastic. So I'll go out, kayak. I've even gone kayaking by myself and taken a book and just sat in my kayak on the lake and read. That is the best.
That's awesome.
It's the best. When the kids go back to school, we gotta go so you can enjoy this with me. It's so quiet and peaceful.
Oh.
And I grab a water bottle or a Diet Coke, really. Let's be honest. But I'm not drinking Diet Coke anymore, so I'm going to the water bottle. But, I can just sit out there and read and float around.
That's awesome.
It's really fun.
That sounds divine.
Very relaxing.
Right?
Yeah. It's like mental health therapy.
Yes.
For me. So, what about you?
If I am not reading, what am I? I'm a crafter.
Okay.
I like to do things. I'm Steve, my husband, Steve. He gives me a hard time because I'll go down like a rabbit hole with one craft. Like I'll learn something new. I'll learn how to do something new. And then I do it like overboard and I just make it 100 of them. And then I'm bored of those and I'll find a new thing.
And what do you do with 100 crafts?
So I give them away. Okay. Yeah.
You just stockpile maybe and then you have
all something. Or I have a lot of them all over my house.
Yeah.
Like
I have right to say, now. Your front door is always adorable with that's, a super cute wreath.
That's what I did. So right now I'm really into the coffee filter wreaths. I don't know if you've ever made one before.
I never. No, I'm not. They're crafty.
Really easy.
Okay.
But it just takes some time because you're gluing each individual coffee filter on the wreath.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can look them up. But it's, you dye them whatever color you want, and then you just glue them all on this thing. And I've got it down to a science. Like these
You've
things.
You've done this more than once.
Oh, yeah. And, but you need to be ready. Like, it takes like 1,000 coffee filters to do one wreath.
How many coffee filters come in a package?
You can get them in 50, 100, or 200.
Wow. So you're going through a lot of coffee filters.
But mind you, 200 coffee filters are $2.
Okay.
You're not going to go broke. You're not going to go broke. It's like $10 and you've got a wreath.
A wreath. Okay. Yeah.
But it's, so I've made a ton, especially in quarantine.
Yeah.
I think I made 5.
Wow.
I just was like.
And they're huge. Where do you store them?
Under my bed.
Well, good use of that space.
Well, and I've given a few away, and I, you know, my mom's birthday was yesterday, and I gave her one for her door.
Yeah. Which, by the way, my book club was like around the corner from your mom. I drove by and saw the cars in front of your mom's house yesterday.
Yeah.
So I knew something was going on. Happy birthday
she
to your mom.
She turned the big, does she want me to tell? 60. She is a big 60 years old. It's a big birthday.
Yeah, that is a big one.
Anyway, we had a lot of fun. So that's what I think I would do craft. I would say crafting. I'm always looking for something new I can do and create. You know, I'll, you know, do we paint something? Do we, I don't know. If you've got a good craft, send it my way.
You also just painted your daughter's wall. That is absolutely adorable. So
it was
Sarah's the person to go to for home decor.
That was all Reagan's idea. She wanted it, and it was like, well, I looked at the picture. Maybe we can do that. It's like geometric shapes.
It's so cool.
Anyway, it's different. It's cool. It turned out really good.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Cool. That's what I would do.
Okay.
If I'm not reading, I want to craft.
Okay.
Give me a Michael's gift card any day.
I haven't been to a Michael's in years. That tells you how much I don't craft.
Everything you need is in that store.
Michael's. All right. Maybe one of these days I'll delve down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go with you.
Okay. You'll have to show me the way. A question I got actually from my mother-in-law
that
you knew as a principal at your old school. Where do you guys record your podcast?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
We've recorded in a few different places.
We've had 3 different places. So originally my husband's office building is where we did our first trial episode. And I think we recorded our first episode there, right?
Yeah we did.
So we did
the first couple.
The first couple there. And then, but he works downtown and it's about a 30-minute drive down there. So we wanted something that made it really easy to get done. So we started doing it in my car.
Where we are currently.
We're currently in my car, in my garage.
That's right.
So
it's
that
fancy.
I can't. So fancy. It's such a beautiful garage. No. It's just your average everyday garage.
But doesn't it sound great?
But it sounds better than, we've recorded a couple episodes in my guest bedroom in the basement. And if you've ever heard little kids playing or yelling, it's because we were downstairs and we could hear more of the outside neighborhood commotion. So better sound, less disruptions, less background noise.
There's just good acoustics in here,
you know? The car is the place to record.
Who knew?
Yeah,
I got a nice cushy seat.
It's great.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Gets a little warm.
Yeah, it's kind of warm.
Right now, but
we're fine.
Yeah. We'll suffer through it.
I like, for you.
For you guys.
All for our listeners.
So far this has worked the best. This is where we like to record the best.
In the car.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Okay.
Next
one.
Okay, here's one from a listener. Is there a book or a book series that you didn't like that everyone else raves about?
This might take me a minute to think through. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this.
Okay.
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. No, no. I've tried since, I think the first time I tried, I was in second or third grade. And I was like, no, not interested. I've tried many times since then. No, I've never even finished The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It is just not, I just can't get into it. But not wanting to put my opinion on my children, I gave it to my son one year for Christmas. My kids are huge readers, all of them.
Yeah.
They'll read anything I put out, and oftentimes they've read everything in the house, and I can't keep them in books. So I bought that for him, and after he started it, he said, Mom, I don't want to make you feel bad, but I just can't get into it. And I was like, oh, that doesn't make me feel bad at all. We're alike. And none of my kids have really, the other How two haven't picked that? It up and thought about it. So
that's crazy.
I know people love that series.
Yeah.
I
actually haven't read it.
Okay.
I haven't tried to read it, so I can't say that I didn't like it. I just never read it.
Well, in my opinion, you're not missing much, but
I do like the movies.
I have not seen the movies.
Oh, there's one movie, two movies, maybe?
I think so.
It's been a while. Like
the Golden Compass, is that part of it?
I don't know.
Or is that a different series?
I didn't read that. I read the Golden Compass and I thought, what's the hype? I didn't like the book as much.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that I hated it, though. Yeah. It wouldn't be one that...
I just can't get into it.
Yeah.
So...
For me, the one that even still, I haven't found one person who agrees with me, so I'm really on an island on this one, but it's Bel Canto. Have you read that one?
No, I haven't.
So everyone loves Bel Canto. Maybe I'm even saying it Bel Canto. I don't know. But
and it's a series.
No, it's not a series. It's just a book. I did not love it. I thought, am I still reading this? And did everyone really tell me to go read this book?
And everybody really loved it. And
everyone really loved it. It's like about this guy who, not this guy. So it's about a hostage situation.
Okay.
Okay. So like there's a government official who's having a birthday in like Brazil, South America. And so they hire this opera singer to come in and sing for his birthday. And there's obviously other high political people from other countries that are there visiting for this birthday party. And like these people come in and, you know, hold them all. There's like a bunch of them that are held hostage for ransom and whatever. And they're in there for like a month or something, a long period of time.
Okay.
And so you're watching what's happening to these people inside the house over that period of time.
Well, it kind of sounds interesting.
I know, you would think. And then I'm like, the things that they, you know, the choices that you make in those situations. I don't know, it was kind of slow for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't love, like, the outcome of it. Maybe it was the characters. I couldn't connect with any of the characters.
Okay.
But it was just like, I finished that and went, what? What did I just read? Like, everyone said to read this. What? So maybe you should go read it now. And you can report back and say, yep, Sarah, you're alone on an island.
Or if I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Have you read The Alchemist?
Yes.
Did you like that one?
I loved The Alchemist.
I don't. That would be my next one.
Okay.
Everyone loves The Alchemist.
I totally did. Well, it was just so easy. Like, I think I read it in like a few hours. It's not very long.
It's not a very long one.
And so I was like, yeah, like you just can make life good for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Just like this farmer dude.
I didn't like it.
Anyway, I did. I totally liked it. I loved it. That's funny.
So, there you go.
So, the reader.
There can be. I can be on my island with
that question.
Yeah.
Said that she has one.
Okay.
And hers is The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah.
And I love that
one. I love that one too.
But you know what? That's not. I feel like I've talked to somebody else who was like, no, I did not like that at all. I really liked that one.
I did too. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So there you go.
So I'm sure that every book has people that are like...
That are like, no, not this.
Yeah.
Not me.
I know. So that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Like, did you read the, like, Catching Fire? What is it? No, I'm thinking...
Are you thinking Hunger Games?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you read all of those?
I did.
And did you like them?
Yes.
I loved them.
Yes.
Okay. So... Now there's a new one out about, like, President Snow.
And I've heard some questions. I've heard mixed. Off and on mixed. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, I loved Hunger Games so much that I'm, like, so intrigued about it. But I don't want to hate it. Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to still love it. So right. I haven't even put it on hold. Usually that would be one.
Yeah, that you'd go fast for. But I have heard some people say, I don't know. I hate hearing things too before.
I know.
I don't know.
I know. That maybe spoils it.
The hype might ruin it. I might give it a while.
Yeah.
And then go back to it.
That's a good idea.
Which that, it reminds me, I'm going to skip down a couple to this question because it goes right into that series. What's your favorite movie based off a book?
Ah.
And I would say the first Hunger Games movie.
I did love that.
Is probably, it is my favorite movie based off a book. I think they did it so well and didn't like leave huge things out. I thought it stuck to the storyline and I loved that first movie.
They did so good.
I think they did a really good job on that one.
I feel like it's really difficult to take a movie and make a movie?
Yes.
Like to take a book and make a movie? I feel like it's impossible to keep all of the details inside of a book in a movie. It's there's just too much. There's not enough time.
Yeah. I mean, but think of how long it takes you to read an average book, a 10-hour listen. So, and reading probably takes longer than that. And yeah.
It's just, you're so invested in these stories and these characters. Yeah. And then to say, okay, now go watch it in an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's, you know, things are going to be lost. Yeah. And sometimes the story has to be changed in order to fit their time frame.
Exactly.
But I agree that they did so well.
Like, it was really what I imagined.
Yes.
And I liked the other movies as well, but that first one I felt like was just spot on. They did a fantastic job with the storyline.
And this is going to sound really silly too, because of course, who doesn't love Harry Potter? But I won't forget. I loved Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. I think I read it in college is how old I was.
I read them in college
and
as well.
I read them like so fast, but I don't even remember when the first movie came out, much later. But I remember like watching that movie going like, oh, this is for real. My imagination coming to life. Yes. The way they were able to portray all those things. I mean, can you imagine what they could do now with cinematography and everything? Anyway, I thought they did a really good job. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there were things that you miss because you can't tell everything.
And I think it kind of broke up as it got into the later books, when they had to make it into two movies. But movie number one,
it was like, oh my gosh, fantastic. This is for real.
Yeah.
There's the train and there's Hogwarts.
And all the magical things in it and stuff. Yeah.
Anyway.
I would agree with you on that.
I loved that. But I do. I love watching movies after I've read the book. If I watch a movie before I've read the book, I can't go back and read the book.
I agree. Yeah, I will. I won't.
It's just.
Because I know.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't
work. I tried really hard to like drag my feet before I see a movie and try and hurry and read the book. Because I do love the movie more after I've read the book.
And with my kids, I've always made the rule. If you want to go see the movie, you have to read. If there's a book to it, you have to read the book first.
I love that.
And so we've always done like, okay, let's hurry and read this one together and then we'll go see the movie if it's a kid's movie or for me, same
way. So I did that with Harry Potter with my kids. Yeah. We read the first book. So they hadn't seen any of the movies because like they were too young, right?
Yeah.
Or alive. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we read the first book and then together we had this movie night and we'd watch the first. Yeah.
That is.
And we just did it with Artemis Prime. We read Artemis Prime together Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl.
Who's Prime?
I think that's like a Transformer.
You are absolutely right.
I don't even
And
really
we've been
know.
Watching Transformers. Thank you, 10-year-old boys.
Yeah. Optimus Prime.
I'm like, it's something different.
It's like, I'm totally off. I know it's not quite there.
All of them.
Okay.
Artemis Fowl. We read the book. So then the movie came out. They ended up releasing it just on Disney. And we were disappointed.
My kids were so disappointed because they've been reading Artemis Fowl. I mean, it's been a favorite at my house for a while.
Yeah.
They've read and reread.
Well, I didn't know that there's more than one book when we picked up the first book.
And Carter, how old is he? 12. My 12-year-old just got, we pre-ordered it like 6 months ago. Artemis Twins, I think, is the, either another series based off of it. Anyway, they've loved those books. They were so excited for the movie. And they were so disappointed.
I don't understand why they didn't just do the first book.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of did the first book, but then I feel like they took in parts of other books.
See,
and
I...
And we haven't read the other books yet, so it was a little confusing what they were doing.
Yeah.
But the first book was... They could have totally made amazing. A movie.
Yeah.
What, just with that one book. First book.
Yeah. And so many little details in there that they just lost.
It
just
I agree. Wasn't,
yeah.
We
it was were disappointing. So...
So, there you know, go. You should definitely read the book. The kids love the book.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie, book was fantastic. You could pass on.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless you, just for fun. I mean, it was kind of fun.
It also is fun to watch and compare. And it's okay to be disappointed. The books are always better.
Always.
It's just a matter of how much better. You can just get so much
more. Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
Good question. All right. What, maybe we've had this question before. What is a guilty pleasure that you have? Have we had this before?
I don't know.
I feel like I've talked about mine. Maybe I think that's why.
Okay.
We've had this question.
You'd think I'd remember things, but I don't.
Neither do I. So if we repeat, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would have said in the past, Diet Coke was my go-to. We have a drink place here called Swig that does mix-ins and stuff. So Swig would have been my guilty pleasure, but I have quit drinking
Soda.
Completely.
So impressed. I'm That's hard.
Been off for 6 weeks.
That's amazing. So
a month and a half.
I am a soda.
And I was like, that was get the kids up to school, head to Swig every morning, at least once in a day, sometimes twice. Like, that was my liquid intake. And so I'm trying to be better and turn a new leaf there. So with so now that you need to gone, replace it. I haven't replaced it with a drink. There just is, I am not a huge lover of ice water. I'm trying to learn to love a good ice water. You
need good flavorings.
Yeah, I need to figure that out.
Have you tried the Hawaiian Punch mixes that you just, it's like individual things? They're sugar-free.
Okay, I'll have to try
but
those.
But they are so tasty.
They're tasty, okay. So they're right really, now, really I'd have good. To say my guilty pleasure is a popsicle.
Ooh!
I have some sugar-free popsicles, and that's like the thing getting me through right now. But I would say there is, do you ever go to Pirate O's?
No, I've never been there.
You've never been. Okay. So Pirate O's is like a, I don't even know what to call it.
An import
specialty shop. And, so they have like things, English candies and stuff from all over that you just can't find at a normal grocery store. So candies, sodas, they have a deli in there. They do... really good sandwiches.
Okay.
With like very high end deli meats. Anyway, fun store. I always go there for chocolates for Christmas time and Easter and because they just have
fun things.
Novelty things too. But so there's a candy bar that you can't find anywhere called a Violet Crumble.
A Violet Crumble.
That I don't eat it very often. But it's like a sea foam. Do you know what sea foam is? Mm-hmm. In the middle, like that crunchy. Mm-hmm. And then it's covered in chocolate.
Mm. Yum.
I love me a good Violet Crumble.
That is so fun.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, my guilty pleasure is certainly Dr. Pepper would be my drink of choice. But if we're not talking food.
I go straight to food.
Well, I do have I didn't even too many think of to
any
mention.
Other guilty pleasures.
My guilty pleasure is The Bachelor. And I have talked about The Bachelor before, so we don't need to go into deep conversations. But I think more than The Bachelor, like, obviously, I don't buy into that they're actually there finding love.
Right.
I'm not like this hopeless romantic that's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
This is
going
to be love
This
forever.
Is the worst way to find love in the world, and I find that fascinating.
Okay.
I like to watch the train wreck.
The train wreck of that is, what it is.
Yes, these people making fools of themselves on national television. I find it fascinating. And I love spoilers.
Yeah.
So maybe if there was another show that gave spoilers like this, I would like to watch that too. Because there's something about like knowing beforehand what's going to happen and then watching it all play out. Like in that moment, these people don't know that they're going to get kicked off, but you're going to get kicked off. Yeah. Like,
because you've heard the spoiler.
Right. And so
it's fun to watch
I think that's so great. I like to watch. And I like to know who's going to win too. Like, I'm like, But they don't really show that much as those people as much. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, they don't get as much. The good stuff isn't as entertaining. So they don't show it as much. But I do. That's I love to read the spoilers and then watch it after. And, like, see. Because when you watch the episode, knowing that at the end of the episode, like, so-and-so's gonna have this big explosive.
Does it go that far anger. To know who's going home?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know who's going home. You might know. Happens. Yeah, you might know that like so and so gets really really drunk, or so and so is gonna have a fight with this other person. Like, so you know these things are gonna happen, and so you're like watching it build up, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna go.
This is gonna, or whatever.
Yeah. Like, oh, this person, you like them right now, but they're really gonna make you hate them in about 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I like that. But I really do. That is why I call it my guilty pleasure.
Okay. Have I ever told you about the series it's a series, so it's not reality TV, but it's like the making of a reality TV show, like The Bachelor. It's like a Bachelor where they're coming for love, but it's the people who run it, the producers, and how they manipulate the people.
But it's actually like not a real show.
But it's not. Yeah, it's a series. It's totally written.
It's called Unreal.
Okay, it's, yeah.
I've watched the first season.
It's
risque.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Like, there have been times when I'm like, I can't start this again because it's just so gross.
It is.
So gross. And you wonder, is this really what's going on?
I wouldn't put it that far past them. From what I've learned.
Totally playing off of people and.
Awful.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, and the things that are happening behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah.
With production crew and cast members, like, you wouldn't even believe it.
That's a train wreck.
It's crazy.
It's a crazy show. That's the closest I've ever gotten. But
I really liked Unreal. I like it. It's just, it has a lot of raunchy.
It is pretty.
Moments that it was a little bit much for me, even though I do actually think that there's a lot of real things there.
That really do happen that they don't show on camera.
I just was like, I don't need to see it.
Yeah.
Let's just imply that it's happening. My imagination is very good.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
And by the way, the Unreal show, I think, is a USA show. Like, I think it's on USA Network.
Oh, really?
Because I watched it online.
Because I feel like I only ever watch Netflix or Hulu.
Maybe it was on Hulu.
But I don't know. It might have come on Hulu because that's
maybe it went
current.
On Hulu.
I don't. It's been a while.
I think it
since
started
it on.
Okay.
Okay.
That's just.
I'm
a
not
side
really
note.
Sure.
In
yeah.
case
it's
anyone
been a
wanted
while
to
since
check
I
it out.
Watched it. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, I like this one because when I read it, I was like, I know this answer right from the start. What would you sing at karaoke night?
Oh my!
What's your go-to song?
Can I say I love karaoke?
Yes, you can say that. I love karaoke, but I am completely tone deaf. So
that would be even more fun.
I have to be with the right people where I'm like,
yes.
I trust these people that they already know I'm tone deaf and that I know I'm tone deaf and we're just here for fun. So it has to start there.
I love it.
But I do love a karaoke night, so.
Okay.
What's your go-to?
You're going to laugh. Growing up, so I like to sing. I'm the opposite of you.
You're a singer, yes.
I like to sing. And growing up, I had my own karaoke machine.
You're so cool.
I am so cool. You could literally plug it into your TV and the words go on the TV.
Oh,
and I had like a book of CDs that were like soundtracks. Like you just put it in and it was just the music and the words.
And the words were there.
Oh my gosh, I want to cry. I laugh and hide because...
So cool.
No, in college, we would have parties. Parties. There was like 10 people there.
In your living room, karaoke. The coolest of parties.
And we would just sing. Like everyone would like take turns. It was so fun. I'm such a nerd. I love karaoke. I'd say my go-to would be Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
That's a heavy one.
It just inspires.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone sings along.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many. I could go on and on. Yeah. Tell me yours.
My top would be Coming to America.
Yes!
Today! Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Neil Diamond was the first concert I ever went to.
Really? I've never been
to. I love Neil Diamond.
Yeah. That song is just a classic.
So good.
And so it was a college thing too, me and my roommates. Always did. And that is always top.
There's something
there about just singing. There were a few songs that we sang every single time, and that was always number one.
We also had a few favorites were, oh, who sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Which was one of them.
Not Madonna.
It's not. It's... I'm losing her
Is it name. Cyndi Lauper?
Yes, it is.
Cyndi Lauper.
And so she has a few that are fun that we would sing.
Our next one, which I am not a country fan at all. I am not... I do not love country music.
Sad. I like country music.
But the next one would be Shania Twain. Whose bed have your boots been under? That's just a fun one to kick boots up to. I don't even have boots, but... that is like college roommate memories.
There. So good. And most of mine, because I'd had my CDs for years, are older stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not what would be on the radio even then.
Right.
10, 15 years ago. How old are we?
Let's not talk about
you
it.
You know? But anyway, I love the good old stuff. It almost makes it. So I would do impressions. Big impression fan.
I hope there's video of this somewhere.
I'm sure there is. And honestly, it was my most favorite thing to do. So Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Give me a good Britney Spears. I could do Cher. You can do. Love impersonating Cher.
I love watching Cher.
Oh,
I just watched her sing with Jackson 5. Just yesterday, video popped up and I was like,
oh, how fun is that? Oh,
I love these people together. Look how fun. It was a fun video to watch. Yeah.
Big Dixie Chicks. See, and you don't like country.
But I did like Dixie Chicks. I mean, there was a little tiny, depending on my friends.
The more popular.
Yeah, like, I had a friend in, like, junior high who was really into country. And so I got into one, I don't even remember, probably Garth Brooks. I mean, Garth Brooks is just a great singer.
Classic.
Whether you like country or not.
He just knew how to write a song.
Yeah. And then I love Shania Twain.
Yeah.
So
she's great.
I could say those are the two names I could drop in the country music industry.
Sure.
And I know multiple of their songs.
Right.
Oh, and you can't... And Billy Ray Cyrus. Come on.
Well, Achy he Breaky had at Heart. Least one.
Yeah. You have to love Achy Breaky Heart back in the day. Everyone did. Maybe not everyone, but I did... You can't get away. You couldn't get away from that one.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So those are my country. That's all I know.
I love it.
But Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under and Coming to America.
Oh, there are so many. I wish we had.
This is a good.
Sing karaoke.
Yeah.
Our next game night will be karaoke games.
Right.
Okay. My next question is, what is your favorite holiday?
I love... 4th of July.
The 4th of July.
I love, and so this was a bummer this year because there was really nothing going on. But I'd say for the 4th, and here in Utah, we celebrate Pioneer Day, which is the 24th of July. So between the 4th of July and the 24th of July, so pretty much the whole month of July.
Well, and we live, our city's days, Draper Days is also in July, and it's like a week-long celebration.
Yeah. So there are so many things in July, and my family just has some really long-standing traditions, things I did when I was a little kid with my grandma and my aunts, and we still do them. So on the 4th of July, we always go up Mill Creek Canyon and do breakfast up the canyon, same campsite. And I remember doing it with my cousins and getting super dirty in the dirt, and now my kids go up and do it. And so that's super fun. And then the 24th of July, we do the parade. There's a huge parade in downtown Salt Lake.
And you go to it?
We go to the parade.
They put that one on TV. I've never, that's not true. One year I was in it when I was a child. I know.
Lucky.
That's the only time I've ever
been to it. I always wanted to be a clown.
I was a pioneer child in the pioneer parade.
Yeah.
I can't say it was super exciting, but I remember doing it.
Was it the children's parade or the...
Well, we got to march in both.
You got to do both because your float won the Pioneer Parade.
Right.
So the children's parade is done with younger kids and they make floats.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winner of the groups that do that get to be in the big parade.
In the big parade.
That's very cool. I always wanted to.
I can't take any credit.
Hot.
Yeah,
you
it
were
was
just
really,
there.
Really hot.
And that's a long parade route.
And you just walk and walk. I don't know. You're not getting the candy.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
I'm sure I wasn't even throwing candy. Maybe if I got to be a giver.
Yeah.
That would make it exciting. But I was just a walker.
Right. Just walking. Yeah. And that's super not fun for kids in the heat.
Yeah.
But we love going to...
I love a good parade. We always
go to the parade and we have our spot we stake out and I love a good parade.
Do you sleep overnight?
We do not. I draw the line there.
Okay.
I have a friend who's a police officer downtown and so...
Cheater.
Well, no, he doesn't save us a spot, but okay. His wife is always like, let's go sleep out. And that's the one thing he said, no.
Don't do that.
No. Please don't.
I'll take the advice and so of a local
we
policeman.
Just go super early and stake our spot. But there are a ton of people who sleep out.
I know.
But that's beyond my comfort level.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it either.
Yeah.
But so how early do you go? I'm trying to wrap my brain around all of this.
Like, well, I have a really nice aunt. Who often goes, most of the time, goes and sets everything up. And then we bring all the kids. I think she gets there at like 5:30, 6.
Oh, that's not as crazy as I was anticipating.
Yeah. Now, for my 40th birthday, me and my sisters and my mom went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York.
Oh my gosh, how cool.
And that was a different, like, that is early and...
Yeah.
That's a much bigger, but so we are parade lovers.
Did you get to see everything?
We were front row.
Awesome.
We got there early enough that we were right up front and got to see everything. And
that is super cool.
It was really cool.
Bucket list. That's cool.
Total bucket list item that I got to cross off and I want to go back and do it again. It was super fun.
How cool is that?
It was really fun.
That's awesome. I love New York at Christmas time. And that's kind of the beginning of
Yes, it was.
All the tree Christmas
was,
stuff.
Yeah. So
How
it was
cool
really
is
fun.
That?
So 4th and 24th of July. What about you?
My favorite holiday is Halloween.
Oh, I would say that's a good runner up for me.
I love Halloween. I've loved it since I was young. My birthday's in October. It falls right close to Halloween. So I don't know if that's why I've always loved it, but always.
Like,
I love everything about it. I love the haunted houses. I love the decorations, dressing up. Like you get a dress up, I feel like it's the one time every year that you can be silly and it's not weird.
Right.
Right.
You get to just be whatever weirdness you want to be.
Yeah. And that's totally okay. And now, mind you, don't go as wild as I used, wild. I don't get as dressed up as I used to, but I still love it. And I love seeing everyone else's costumes and I love helping my kids find costumes. Like, oh my gosh, when they were young, finding their costume, that was like the biggest
highlight.
Deal. Yes.
Yes. My kids loved planned it. Months and months ahead of time what they wanted to be and making it come to life.
It's like the real, it's so important. And just all the little things. Like I have a daughter whose birthday is also in October. So we just are celebrating Halloween. Yeah. And we do dress up parties and I don't know. There's just the goodies
it's
connecting
cool
with all
outside.
Your neighbors, I love the trick or treating. I love going and talking, even if it's just for a minute, all my neighbors' houses. And we have a little neighborhood party in one of the driveways. Anyway, I just love it. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
It's my most favorite.
That's
my favorite holiday.
Okay. Fun.
Yep.
Okay. Next one. Do you have any more?
No, that's my last
you're
question.
You're out. Should we throw one more in or should
yeah.
we? Okay. Let's see one
let's
more.
Let's do.
I've got.
I'm always
I know,
saying,
I've got a couple
more
on what I pulled up. Okay, this will be a quick one, because I'm pretty sure I know your answer to it. Are you clean or messy people? Is one of you one and one the other, or are you both the same?
Messy or clean?
Yeah.
You go first.
I'm a mess. I'm a total mess.
Your house is not messy.
It is messy.
It is not.
I'm so unorganized, and if it's organized, it's because my husband is organized and... clean, but I'm a disaster.
So I never thought I was dirty. Well, no, not dirty.
Yeah.
Not dirty.
Just
messy.
Messy.
Or or cluttered.
That would be
I'm
good.
Cluttered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until
it's not like
I was married.
Okay. You would say you were messy until you were married?
No, I was not.
You were not.
I never thought of myself that way until I got married. And then I'm like, my husband is much more concerned with the cleanliness and order.
And the pickup and order.
It has order. Just doesn't want to see it.
Yeah.
Nothing can be on a countertop. If there is a flat space, it should
be
empty. Yeah. Or, and I'm fine. I totally love that. Like,
oh, I love it when it's clean. Absolutely. Yeah. I enjoy it.
But like, I'm a person who won't put something away until I know where it's going to go. I want to be organized.
Yes.
Organization trumps the flatness of a surface. So if I don't immediately know where it's going to go, it's going to stay there until I can figure out where I want it to go. He's like, I don't want to see it. Shoves it in a drawer.
Right.
So then the next day we can never find it again. It's lost forever.
So that's kind of how I am. I don't know where this is going to go. I'm in a rush. So I'll set a pile of papers on a counter. And then the next thing you know, that pile is 5 inches thick. And then it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I don't want to even try to organize it.
I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just want to throw it away and pretend it was never there.
I know.
But then I got to know if anything in it was important.
I totally know.
But see, my husband has a place for everything. He is very organized.
He knows where it's going to go.
But if it's my stuff, he doesn't.
So he'll leave it? Will he leave it?
Well, no, he doesn't like it there. So then it's a, can we do something with this pile? When do you think we could do something with this pile? We, meaning
you,
me, need to do something with that pile.
Yeah, I understand that language very well.
Yeah.
So it's in our house, it's like, it's not... Honestly, get rid of my kids and we'd be fine.
Right. Of course.
We've got 5 children that don't, like, they're just doing and friends are over and they're one thing to the next and it's just left out. And it's like, ugh. And I, for a long time, was like, no, they made the mess. They're going to clean it up. And I'm, you know, I'm not helping anyone by cleaning up after them. But I'm starting to get to this point where it's like, no, I'll just do it. Like, I don't know that it was helping anyone waiting around for them doing it. Steve's frustrated. The house is messy. I'm yelling. They're sad. Right. So I'm kind of getting to this point where it's like, I needed just more time in a day because I really would be happy to do it, but I run out of time at the end of the day.
Right.
So, yeah.
And energy.
Whoa,
yeah. Now that my kids are getting a little older and there's not as much toys.
Oh, we still have the toys
at
our house.
But you're still in the toy... You know what? I'd go back to it. The things that my kids are into now, which are video games, bring back the toys. I'll clean them up. I'm so sick of the video games.
I know. Well, it's just like, I want to see your face.
Yeah.
Look at me.
And I want to see you interacting and not just zombies zoned into a...
Totally.
We're having issues with that right now, so...
Right? I know.
Social media, video games... We're in that realm, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, I hear you. So. I think the overall, though, I would say that I'm clean.
Okay.
But that my children sabotage me.
Yeah. Definitely the kids play a part in it, but I can't say I'm...
I would be more organized. Innocent. That's really a complicated question. It should be an easy question, but it is complicated.
Because I would have said, you're clean, I'm a mess. I would have just left it at that.
Well, I am, but
I guess.
It's like, I do leave things out when I need to know where I'm going to put it.
Yeah.
And but if I don't always know.
This is the defining one. Do you make your bed every day?
Yeah, I do make my bed every day.
See, there you go.
You're not going to make your bed.
I do
occasionally. I might wait until, like, some days I'm like, I'm not, you know, it doesn't happen until 3. Yeah. But it will get made.
It will get made. And I am getting better at it. That is one of the goals I've set, to be better at making my bed and just... accomplishing that goal in the day.
It's an easy one.
But and then in my head I think, I'm just getting back in these covers.
I know.
Why am I doing this every day? But I do like the look of a made bed.
It does feel fresh.
Yeah.
So my 3-year-old just moved from a crib to a bed nights ago.
So adorable.
So I've had this goal because my kids struggle making their beds. Uh-huh. So I'm like, we are going to teach
this child.
How to make her bed.
I ruined the rest, but she's going to be great.
So every morning for the past 3 mornings, or 2 mornings even, I don't know how many, not many, I've been up there. You know, she waits. She calls still, like she's in her crib.
Like she's in her crib. Yeah. She can't get out of bed unless you're there.
Yeah. So I go up and I'm like, hey, what's the first thing that we do? And she goes, make our bed.
Oh, and it's so fun to her right now. So
and
that's
I'm
the
one making the bed. But at least she's throwing things in my way and making it awful. But she's there thinking that she's making the bed. So the goal is... If she thinks that's what we do right when you get out, then she'll do it forever.
Yeah.
I know it's going to work because she's perfect.
She is.
I've nailed parenting 5th time around.
You just need to have 5 kids.
Yeah.
I failed.
And then you'll start to feel better about yourself by the 5th time.
Dang it. I'm never going to feel good about this mothering thing.
What it is, she's going to feel like the most, like, privileged child in the world. Like, she's going to think that the world revolves around her. That's the problem with this one. Her siblings
adore her.
Everyone adores her. Yes, I know. We've ruined her, so, really.
But she'll make her bed.
She will.
So there you go.
She will make her bed.
Good job.
Oh, this has been so fun. Thank you so much for listening with us today.
Yes, we're excited.
I really love question and answer week.
Yeah, this has been fun to get to know us a little more and laugh. Yeah. And I even learned new things about you.
I know. Fun. How about that?
Yeah.
Next week is What's on Your Shelf.
Okay.
So we'll be talking about more books that we're reading. So tune in. And then anything else?
Yeah. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You help us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us there. That helps us the most. So
it helps other people find us.
Hop on there. Take you just a few minutes. Drop us a little message on the review.
Absolutely. You can send any comments or questions or anything to our email address, which is thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and Facebook and comment there.
Mm-hmm.
Or message us there. We'll get it.
And thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
I think that's everything.
All right.
Tune in next week.
We'll be excited to come back. Can't wait to talk to you again.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.